CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 18th of March 2018. This is GB2RS News. First, the news headlines. First, individual amateurs in Tunisia. Nearly 100k QSOs for Z60A. New exhibition at Bletchley Park. The first individually licensed amateurs in Tunisia are now able to get on the air. Of the 10 people who passed the first exam, 5 were able to attend a special ceremony to receive their documents personally. President of the National Frequencies Agency, Ashraf Shaban, and the Amateur Radio Committee President, Mehdi Mem, spoke about the hard work of all involved. Starting from a decree, a dossier was established and exams were developed. The RSGB's sister organisation in Tunisia, ARAT, was instrumental in making all of this happen and helping drive the process of getting individuals on the air. You can learn more at HTTP. amateurradiointunisia.org. Before shutting down on the 12th of March, Z60A in Kosovo had logged 98,450 contacts during its celebratory operations to hand out a new one to the madding crowd. The 30-day-long initial activation of the newest DXCC entity encountered 3,541 individual call signs in 174 DXCC entities. Mission Goodwill Kosovo expressed appreciation to the 28 operators from various countries near and far who turned out to handle the pileups. The Z60A logs will shortly be uploaded to Logbook of the World and QSL cards will be printed soon. Opening on the 24th of March, a new permanent exhibition at Bletchley Park will tell the story of the bomb machine, that's B-O-M-B-E, that helped break the Enigma code in the actual location that housed the machines, which is Hut 11A. The bomb breakthrough explains in detail the challenges posed by Enigma and explores how Alan Turing, Gordon Welshman and others devised a machine to help solve it. Details www.bletchleypark.org. John Mattox, G4TEQ, the chair of the RSGB Planning Advisory Committee, has written a response on behalf of the committee to the Law Commission review of planning law in Wales. The response can be seen at tinyurl.com/GB2RS-0318A. A 3U CubeSat HuskySat 1 is planned for launch earlier this year. It will fly the Elana 24 mission to a high inclination low Earth orbit. HuskySat 1 will host a 30 kHz wide 2 metre to 70 cms linear transponder and also send high rate telemetry on 24 gigs. The majority of the systems, including a pulsed plasma thruster, are being developed in a modular form by an interdisciplinary team at the University of Washington. The next Train the Trainers course is at St Neots on Saturday the 16th of June, hosted by the Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Society. The course runs from 9am to 4pm, 4:30pm. To book a place, contact Mervyn Foster, G4KLE. Email g4kle@nordicwalkingcambridge.com. A new RSGB video, Tips and Tricks for New and Existing Trainers, has just been launched. It shows the RSGB 2017 convention talk by Derek Hughes, G7LFC, and Alison Hughes, M6COV. They introduced the Train the Trainers course, its contents, and also some of the people who have either been on the course or hosted it. See for yourself why this course has an excellent review from all those who attend. You'll find it on the RSGB online video portal, that's rsgb.org/videos, which has recently been expanded and now hosts over 80 videos to browse in one easy-to-find place. At the Lochan Radio Rally next Saturday, there'll be a series of talks about getting started on 10 gigs. Places are strictly limited, so advance booking is recommended. Details are on the events page of the UK Microwave Group, which is www.microwavers.org. We know that GB2RS news is widely appreciated, but we were amazed to learn last weekend that Steve M5BXB reported hearing M0MBD's 2-metre GB2RS broadcast in Hainault, Essex, via his remote station in the Canary Islands. Reader Dave de la Haye, M0MBD, says it's not unusual for the odd French station to pop up and say hello when propagation allows, and last December Johan, ON3POJ, called in when he was taking signal reports. Dave would like to thank everyone who gives signal reports after the GB2RS broadcast, as it really does show that people are listening and not always where you think they might be. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week, we start with an apology to Dunstable Downs Radio Club, whose rally date appears incorrect in the April edition of Radcom. It will actually take place on Sunday the 20th of May at Stockwood Park in Luton. Today the 18th of March, the Hack Green Bunker Rally will take place at Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, French Lane, Hack Green, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. This will be a sale of electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio items and vehicle spares. Doors open 10 a.m, refreshments on site. Contact 01270 623353 for more information. Next Saturday the 24th, the Loch On Radio Rally and Microwave Symposium takes place at the Millennium Memorial Hall in Loch On, SA334QG. Doors open at 10 a.m, disabled visitors from 9:45, entry £3. Details from Matthew, 07936 152 846. Next Sunday the 25th, the Kellington Radio Rally is at Kellington Town Hall, Kellington and Cornwall, PL177BD. There's ample adjacent free parking. Doors open 10 a.m, admittance £2. There'll be a bring and buy, trade stands and catering available on site. The rally, organised jointly by the Devon and Cornwall Repeater Group and Kellington Amateur Radio Society. More from Roger, 07854088882. Also next Sunday, the Withall Radio Club Hamfest takes place at Withall House, Silver Street, Withall, B476LZ, free on-site parking. Doors open 10 a.m, access for disabled from about 9:30 a.m, admission £4.50. There'll be four separate halls of traders, including club stands and a bring and buy. Information from Ian Reeve, 01386 839655. Finally, for next weekend, on Sunday the 25th, the Causeway Group Glen's ARC Radio Rally is at Bush Mills Community Centre, 14 Dunluce Road, BT578QG. On-site parking, on-site disabled parking. Doors open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Disabled guests from 10:45. Admittance is £3. Light refreshments available, including tea coffee, sausage rolls and sandwiches. There will be a bring and buy, RSGB bookstall and trade stands. Contact Stevie Morrow, MI0ULK, on 07544 923956. To get your rally or event information into GB2RS News, Radcom and the website, email details please as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, the Tifari T-Gang is on the air as TN54 from the Republic of Congo until Monday. Activity top band 10 metres on SSB, CW and RTTY. See www.dxfriends.com/TN5R for log search, OQRS and more. Mike, OE6MBG, plans to be active holiday style as FG stroke call sign from Guadeloupe, which is NA102, until the 20th of March. He operates mainly SSB and CW with a focus on 80 and 40 metres, possibly 10 metres for Europe, QSL via Logbook of the World. Members of the EIDX group will be active as 7Q7EI from Malawi from the 21st of March to the 3rd of April. They'll be operating 160 to 10 metres using CWSSB and RTTY. They particularly plan to be active in the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest next weekend. QSL, M0OXO Direct, OQRS or Logbook of the World. Now for special event news. Special event station news for April did not arrive in time to be included in the printed edition of Radcom, but the information can now be found on the RSGB website via tinyurl.com/SES-0418. M0TRJ will be operating GB60OT until next Sunday as part of the radio Amateurs Old Timers Association Diamond Jubilee celebrations, QSL Bureau or EQSL. Marking the 203rd anniversary of the Battle of Horseshoe Bend, N4H will be on 20 and 40 metres SSB next Saturday the 24th. Times are planned to be from 1500 UTC to 2300 UTC. K0SEK will be on the air next weekend from Pittsburgh on the 24th and 25th from 1400 UTC to 2300 UTC using 7.242, 14.250 and 18.140 MHz. This is the first of several special event stations celebrating the history of mining in southeast Kansas. See www.sekarc.net/p/sek-mining.html for certificate and QSL information. Contest news: Russian DX contest concludes at 1200 UTC today using CW and SSB. 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Russian stations also send their oblast code. The Bartag HF RITI contest is running this weekend, ending at 0200 UTC on Monday the 19th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and time. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UKC takes place from 2000 UTC to 2230. Using all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday sees the 80 metre club championships from 2000 UTC to 2130 UTC. Using SSB only on the 3.5 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Next weekend, CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest runs from 000 UTC on Saturday to 2359 UTC on Sunday using SSB only. 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, the Commonwealth contest held last weekend, proved an ideal opportunity for UK stations to work some choice DX without the massive pile-ups you might get otherwise. Despite a large elongated coronal hole on the Sunday, triggering a geomagnetic storm on the night of the 9th, there was still HFDX to be had, including Singapore, Mauritius, Cayman Islands, Zambia and much more. Poor HF conditions meant that the 20 metres was mainly the highest DX band of choice, but there was also plenty worked on 40 and 80 metres. Geomagnetic disturbances continue to plague us. The equinox times are more prone to solar wind coupling into the Earth's magnetic field due to something called the Russell-McFerrin effect. Stronger magnetic storms tend to occur in March and September, as the BZ interplanetary magnetic field is more likely to point southwards and couple with the Earth, resulting in auroral conditions. On a more positive note, with more and more daylight every week, 80 metres is now staying open longer into the evening, as indeed is 20 metres. Next week, NOAA predicts a solar flux index to be about 70 to 72, but poor geomagnetic conditions with a predicted K-index of 5, a forecast for this weekend and perhaps again around the 21st and 22nd. When geomagnetic conditions are more settled, the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 km path often just exceeds 21 megs, but when the K-index rises, this is often depressed to around 14 megs. Don't forget that March is a good month for working north-south paths on the higher bands, say 18 and 21 megs, whilst east-west paths can be better on 14 megs and below. Now for VHF and up, it'll be windy and unsettled at first this weekend as a taste of winter returns, but there is some hope for more traditional pieces of VHF weather coming along as we move into the next week. The high pressure will begin to make its presence felt over the highlands this weekend and then drift southwards, giving all areas of the country a chance to enjoy some tropo enhancements. By the end of next week, low pressure will start to bring a return to unsettled weather. Other propagation modes are possible, but the high pressure development means that any snow showers may not have a great vertical extent, so it might not be particularly suitable for microwave rain scatter. We're getting close to the new sporadic heat season, but this usually makes its first appearance well to the south across the Mediterranean, say between Cyprus and the Balkans or Spain to Italy. As we move into April, we're still in the annual period of no meteor showers until the return of the Lyrids on the 22nd of April. The best time for random meteor scatter QSOs is the early mornings as the Earth is rotating into the flux of random meteors. The moon's declination goes positive today and losses will fall all week, meaning improved EME conditions as the week progresses. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.